Tori. Well, this is a nice way to come back to play after an 8-game absence. What a comeback at the end, tie game, and winning the winning goal in overtime. So I think on the bench, you guys exploded out there. This is a huge win for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it's a massive win for us standing-wise, and just playing with confidence, knowing that we can come back for down a goal going in the third. I mean, I think it's a massive win for us, and it's going to do a lot of good for us going forward here.
It's always tough against good teams to play a good and tight 60 minutes. Nothing was perfect, I think, in the second, but you guys came out strong in the third. You were just looking for the right opportunity to tie the score. What was the way to approach the third period after maybe a subpar performance in the second?
Yeah, there's a little lull to our game during the second. I think too many turnovers, bad puck management, and we talked about it in between periods that we got to manage the puck. We need to come out flying and get pucks behind their D, and we did a good job of that, and it's a big win for us.
The play by Sammy Niku in overtime, I mean, this is a guy that is a gifted offensive player, and he showed what he can do on that goal.
Yeah, he all showed it on his goal too. I mean, massive goal again, and then you see it again in overtime. He's just such a good good skater, and he has a really high hockey IQ. So, I mean, it's good when he makes good plays like that.
When you see the potential of the team, I mean, you're coming back. Toby is coming back as well defensively, and Alex coming back as well. I think you guys know the potential full well of this team, but what is your impression? There's still 11 games to play, and how do you approach it, knowing that you guys have the potential to go far in the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, we're just taking it day by day, game by game. I mean, like you said, we have 11 games, but it's super tight in our division, and every game is a must-win game right now, is how we're going to approach it. And I mean, like you said, I mean, we have more guys coming back right now. We're playing with confidence, and it's good to get in the lineup right before playoffs. So I think we just got to keep building on what we did tonight.
All right, Tori, thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Tori, how did you feel out there?
I felt good. Just trying to keep it simple, play my game, kind of pick up where I left off. I thought I was playing really well before I got injured. So, I mean, just trying to not really just dip my toe in, but come back and play how I was playing before. And I think I got better as the game went along.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think it was the first time you played with Gallipo on a defensive pairing. What did you think of that, of your pairing?
Yeah, it was the first time, but we talked before, and we practiced together. So it wasn't too different. I mean, he's a good player. And as long as we talk and stay together, and I mean, as long as we play together, it's a good fit.
What kind of game do you expect tomorrow against Utica?
I think it's going to be a tough game, kind of like it was tonight, 2-1, 3-2 game. We need to come out flying. We need to go home, get some rest, and be ready for tomorrow.
And in terms of confidence heading for a potential playoffs, like winning these tight games, that must be good for the confidence as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think these are typical playoff games. I think this is what we're going to see going forward pretty much, and it's good for us. It's a big win tonight, and we should keep building off of it.